Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It would help if I turned on my microphone. Let me just take an extra second on this. I just saw it flash up again. I mentioned this during, I think, the 2:30 trending alert. The AD at Notre Dame, Bavakwa, I forgot his name, Pete Bavakwa? Keith Bavakwa, whatever the hell his name is, please go kick all the rocks and take your stupid football team with you. I understand you being upset. You got every right to be upset. The fact that you're mad at the ACC for favoring Miami over Notre Dame.
And ESPN.
But specific to what he said apparently on the Dan Patrick show today, about the ACC favoring Miami. Miami beat you! And here's another thing. Notre Dame's not in the ACC when it comes to football. Who benefits from Miami making it as opposed to Notre Dame, you dumbass? Who? AMAC, do you know the answer to this? If Miami makes it, Notre Dame doesn't, what conference benefits financially and exposure-wise?
ACC. ACC. Oh. ACC.
Wait, do you think the Independent Conference of America benefits?
It is interesting. I feel like, not to get up too off, but the hoopla around the college football playoff every year is nauseating.
It's like the NCAA. It's the same thing as the NCAA tournament. People want me to get upset over an 18-win team, you know, that makes a run to the conference semifinals, not getting in, you know, from a two-bid conference. You know, they get all upset. They get all up and on. Oh, look at this team and look at that team and look at it. It's the same thing now. Now we're talking about, oh, now we got to expand it to 16. Well, what the hell is going to happen when we go to 16? Teams 17 and 18 are going to bitch. You know, and then there's going to be four lost teams that think, oh, well, we played a tougher schedule than the one lost team. I mean, there's already people killing James Madison because they didn't play a Power Four school. You know, there's people are always going to argue, no matter how, one way or the other, constantly. There's always going to be debate. There's always going to be issues. There's always going to be somebody that is deserving that is left out. Now, to me, I think the better argument for Notre Dame is to argue against Alabama. Right? Not Miami. Miami beat you. Argue against that. And a so-called SEC bias. And the fact that Alabama had three losses and two blowout losses. one to Georgia, and one to Florida State of the ACC to start the year. Or the horrible missed call against Texas A&M. Bitch about that. Not the ACC politicking for their school. Come on, man. I got to be missing something here. All right, let's go to Dr. Sabah next up to start hour number three. Hello, Doc. How are you? We go from, I think Sage is a doctor, to I know you're a doctor, but either way. Hello, Doc. How are you?
Hey there. And that doc, she was right on with him. Not only, well, first of all, can I talk about Notre Dame real quick?
Yes.
I'm a big Notre Dame fan, but they piss me off. We beg them as the ACC to come. Nope, because they don't want to share any of their dollars, you know, because they have their own NBC contract. They don't want to share with ACC, but we let them use us, you know, like, you know, the ugly person that gets to the prom because you have no one else to ask. We let them use us for games. So part-time ACC, and they have the audacity to then complain that a team they lost to got in over them. If they were in the frickin' ACC conference, maybe we would have had Notre Dame and Miami be in the championship game and have a real championship game, like a real conference. Mm-hmm. But no, they want to have their cake and eat it too. So you know what? I'm glad they're out. They deserve to be out, and you're dang right about Alabama. They should not be in. JMU shouldn't be in. The only decent team JMU played was it Texas Tech or something, and then they get beat twice, like boat raced. So, and their strength of schedule is like 137th or something ridiculous. So, anyway, all right, my battery's getting ready to die. So let me talk about Jaden a little bit. The thing about Jaden is not only is he fragile, not only is he not going to last in the league, he wasn't that good. At last year, the Hail Mary, he outplayed in Chicago, but the Hail Mary saved him. He threw a horrible interception in the Tampa Bay playoff game, but then Baker Mayfield fumbled a snap or fumbled a handoff, and he got another second chance. He was gone awful in Minnesota. Our worst losses have been games that he started, Green Bay, Dallas, and now Minnesota. And then you get Mariota coming in when it's 17 down. What's he supposed to do? He's supposed to just average, okay? He's not supposed to be the greatest thing in sliced bread like Jaden Daniels is. So if you want to talk about somebody getting fired, Adam Peters should get fired for drafting the wrong quarterback. You had a chance to pick Drake May or J.J. McCarthy. I don't know if he's going to be any good. Or Penix Jr. or Bo Nix. And you picked the pretzel. You picked a guy that probably has a waist size smaller than mine. Okay? It's like a girl is out there playing. He gets broken every time. How he falls. He falls sideways on the elbow, and then he used loser limp. I told you on the text. I said he's not coming back in. He's embarrassed. He quit on his team. Why has everybody else got to keep playing? He's the one that got us down 17-0. And if the defense is no good, guess what? As a quarterback, you do. You have a shootout. They're great games. That's what Mariota did against Denver. That's what Joe Flacco does when he plays with Cincinnati. You have a shootout. You have fun. So I'm tired of everybody blaming everybody but Jaden Daniels. He is the problem. He can cover up a lot of mess, but he also can create a lot of mess. And stop calling all the other players trash. They're not trash. And for all those that disagree with me, I respect your opinion. Please don't call me names. Give me facts as to why you disagree with me.
Hey, Doc, what do you think of J.J. McCarthy now that you've seen him light up the Commanders' defense?
I tell you something. Everybody thought I was all in on Drake May. I actually like Drake, but I like J.J. a little bit more. And ooh. I thought, oh, my God, I was wrong on that.
Ooh.
Yes, he looked really good. Now, let me tell you what
yesterday
J.J.
you were right, baby. Yesterday you were right, Doc.
He reminds me. Yes, sir. Now, let me tell you who he reminds me of. He reminds me of Taylor Heineke. Not the biggest, not the strongest.
We have opened up Pandora's box now.
Hold on. One more thing. Let me tell you why. He only passed for 157 yards, whatever. You know why? They ran the ball, and you know why they kept running the ball? Because on third down, he converted with the pass, which is exactly what he did at Michigan. They ran, and then they passed sparingly. But when he did, he made it count. And that's what keeps the run game alive. You cannot run the ball if you're constantly three and out, Jaden. Okay? And he's not a Drake May. Drake May can win despite no running game. Kirk Cousins was that way. He went won for us without a running game. J.J. needs the running game, but on money downs, he makes the throws. So we'll see how it turns out. But if you're with anybody, O'Connell is the best guy to be with. He will teach you if you have any semblance of skill. He can get it out of you. If you fail with him, there's no hope for you.
Okay, AMAC was talking to me in my headset. Okay, thank you, Doc. Appreciate you.
If he fails with O'Connell, there's no hope.
Yeah, I got you. As always, fiery call. I love it. I knew we would get a Taylor Heineke reference.
Fire Peters now. He should have picked Drake. Okay, see ya. Love you.
Oh, God. That AMAC. He's trying to do his best to sabotage the show, playing that Jaden Daniels interception all day, trying to whisper sweet nothings in my ear as Dr. Sabaz talking about Taylor Heineke.
Here's the thing. There's a lot Dr. Sabaz said. I do not think Drake May played that great of a game yesterday.
J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. J.J. Yeah. McCarthy played that. I think she did say that Kevin O'Connell did a great job calling that game, and I think that was the case. It was those first couple of drives, they immediately got Drake May in a rhythm, running the ball and throwing a lot of – I keep saying Drake May.
Yeah, J.J. McCarthy.
They got J.J. McCarthy into a rhythm.
Yeah, they got him off his back foot. I mean, they told him not to pat the ball, not to hitch, not to, you know.
And they did a great – and you juxtapose that with what Cliff did, and it was like the run was working and they abandoned it.
Absolutely. But I think what Cliff did early on worked – until they got inside goal to go, and then obviously he draws up two potential touchdowns, and neither one works, but no runs, so he gives himself absolutely no wiggle room. Like, if they would have ran on third down, in between the Coleman open, should have been a touchdown throw, in my opinion, and the Debo touchdown throw, in my opinion, I think most, if that happens, then Cliff gets himself off the cutting room floor. But Cliff is stubborn. And this is some of the Cliff stuff. Or some of the stuff that people didn't like about Cliff coming out of Arizona. All right, more calls here. Let's go to, let's go to Lap in D.C. What's up, Lap? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster? Thanks, AMAC, taking my call. Man, I'm just disappointed, man. Sabah made some good points. I agree with her, man. I don't really agree with her, man, but I'm just so frustrated right now. I still think Jaden is better than Drake May, but Jaden just, even when he was in the games, he just looked off, man. He just looked off. He didn't look like he was locked in. And we could blame, you know, the injuries and stuff. I mean, we got that, but come on, man. Like, you should be confident enough to come in and play. Like, you're in the NFL. I mean, I know it's tiers and levels to every position, but you should be able to know what your assignment is to do your job effectively. Something, man. Like, compete something, man. If you can't, and everybody wants to be a starter, Rooster, so you can't tell me that guys just on the bench don't want to be starters, bro. And so you can't show me nothing when you get in there. The scheme is bad. Coaching is bad. And like I said, man, they got one more year for me. One more year for me. And this is why I ain't want Dan Quinn. This is why I told you. You know, Jaden masked a lot of the deficiencies of this team. You know what I'm saying? And Adam Peters, he tripping too. So, you know, Mark and Lago all been saying that. But next year, we got to make the playoffs. And we need to get some talent in here, man. So if they don't make the playoffs, man, I'm done with this coaching staff, bro. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to see, man. But it's very frustrating. We can't go back, Rooster. We can't go back to the way it used to be, man. I mean, I'm already heartbroken with my Wizards. You know, just looking like I don't even know what type of team the Wizards are. But the Commanders, I just don't get it, man. No sense of urgency, no pride, no effort, no energy, no nothing, man. And then my last point, Rooster, Quinn, he's not a leader of men. You know what I'm saying? You seen what he did with Dallas. You seen what he did with the Falcons. You seen what he did when we lost in the NFC title game last year. And you look how he looks, like he looks defeated. You know,
And they got to figure this out before this new stadium gets built, man. We don't need that energy, you know what I'm saying, coming back to RK. We need a competent.
I understand the point, but when you get browbeat 31-0 and you were not expecting that in any way, shape, or form, and actually you thought you were building something, I'm not sure how to look. You know, you kind of look like you see a deer in the headlights. I'm not sure. If there's anything that I would say about Dan Quinn, he is a leader of men. Guys galvanize around him. They love to play for him. Now, maybe it's because he's too soft. That's a better argument, I think, than not being a leader of men. Because there's a lot of guys that'll kick over a buffet table or a drink table or whatever and yell and scream and whatever. And players hate that. Players have changed. Society has changed. It's not the 60s or the 70s or the 80s and Bill Parcells anymore. It's a completely different world, trust me. I've been around these locker rooms. They hate getting yelled at and cursed out. They hate it. 301-230-0980. More of your calls, more of your reaction. Dumb Dumb of the Day, still to come on the Team 980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, Dan Quinn coming up in just a couple of minutes, so let's get right back to the calls and get as many in as we can. We'll try and get two. We'll see how that works. Jay is in Omaha. I've been waiting for a long time. Jay, how are you?
What's up, Chris, man? Just working?
Oh, at least one of us is, Jay. No, I'm, you know, this is kind of work for me, man. It is not easy dealing with this.
Nah, it's pretty cool. Your job's pretty cool. But no, I just wanted to say the ball, I kind of got the back end of what she was saying as far as, like, running the football and Dayton getting the ball out. None of that matters if your offensive coordinator don't have a plan, and I feel like they didn't have a plan. you know. They didn't have a plan all this year, I feel like. Cliff Kingsbury calls offensive plays to call offensive plays. I don't believe he sets up anything, and I think one of your callers, ironically, his name's Jason, too.
Yeah.
He mentioned that, and I mentioned that a few weeks ago, that we're not calling plays to build on something to attack the defense.
Right, like a rhythm.
He's just calling plays.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, the first 20 plays of a scripted game plan is going to look awesome, but what happens when you get punched in the mouth and that doesn't work? You know, like, you have to adjust on the fly. And I feel like his offense, his scheme, period, is not conducive to winning football and complementary football. His quarterbacks are, they literally live in the shotgun. And I'm talking about Kingsbury today because, I mean, we already knew what our defense was going to do. Like, we knew our defense was good for giving up at least 21 points. And that's what they have done religiously over the past couple of weeks. So I really, and someone said that Kingsbury turned down a head coaching job. I don't believe he was offered the job.
Well, he wasn't officially offered, but the thought was that the Saints would have hired him over Kellen Moore if he wanted the job.
I don't believe that, and I can.
Yeah, we'll see.
On that,
maybe he goes to the maybe he goes to the Giants and figures it out.
The
and
Giants don't want him after seeing what he's done with Jaden. And I'm telling you, Jaden was a transcendent player. He was what we thought Chase Young was going to be for us, just on the offensive side. And he has really shown us that he does not have a plan for in-game adjustments, let alone from season to season, because people can say Jaden had a sophomore slump, but you have to account for defensive coordinators like Brian Flores getting a key on what Kingsbury likes to do.
Right.
And Jaden has faced a defense that's blitzed him. So has Kingsbury, and we have the same outcome. So, again, I'm not harping on the defense because we kind of know what they were going to do coming into the season. Like, out of training camp, we knew that they were good for giving up 21 points a game. What was the offense going to do to help us? And they have done nothing. For you to take play calling away from Joe Witt and not take it away from Kingsbury just shows you that I agree with the last caller. You're not, and somewhat, because I do believe Quinn is a leader of men, but at the same time, token, if you take a play call in a way because it's not working and you don't do it for the offense, you're telling the offensive coordinator that, hey, which what you're doing is working, just keep doing what you're doing.
Let me do this because we've got a break and we got to go to Dan Quinn. I'm gonna think more about that and maybe tackle that tomorrow when we have a little bit more time.
Okay,
but it's an interesting point, Jay. Thank you, pal, appreciate you, good to hear from you. Again, a quick timeout. Dan Quinn going to address reporters, and we'll get an update on Jaden and Zach Ertz and everything else.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, we told you it was quick timeout. Dan Quinn about to speak to reporters via teleconference. I think it's via Zoom. Here coming up in just a couple of moments. We will carry some of that, not all of it, but some of it, the relevant portion, live as soon as he gets to the mic. We will turn it over to the head coach of the Washington Commanders. Just to follow up for a sec on what Jay in Omaha was just talking about taking away play calling duties from Cliff Kingsbury, like they did from Joe Witt. I think the problem, and we'll get more into this tomorrow. One, the offense was meteorically successful last year. Two, even this year, when the defense was struggling, with limited exception against the Giants and the Raiders in weeks 1 and 3, the offense was humming at a pretty good level. And even last week, scored 27 points. Granted, overtime, 67 minutes or so, but they did. Stylistically, I think that's a, somebody said to me, well, how, maybe it was Tailgate Ted, I can't remember. It was like, how does Cliff allow that call on second and goal to Brandon Coleman on the offensive line leak? Well, first of all, I still don't think it was a bad call because he was open. And Jaden's got to pull the trigger. And Jaden was late. But I would also say, hey, you would have been better off running the ball. You would have been better off targeting Terry McLaurin. You would have been better off targeting Zach Ertz. You would have been better off targeting Noah Brown, anybody. So I understand the argument. But that Dan Quinn should have, superseded that call. That's not what Dan Quinn's going to do as the head coach if he's trying to delegate authority. And that was one of the things that was important to him. He's got his hands full now. Extra. That's why it's not sustainable, in my opinion, for him to call plays. I don't like when offensive coaches call plays. I really don't. And I know plenty of them have had success. I think it's really tough. I think it's really tough to be a head coach and a coordinator at the same time. Just like it's really tough to be a head coach and a general manager at the same time. And that's why you don't see a lot of that anymore. Really, since Ron. You see more the delineation. Or where head coaches and GMs essentially are tag team and brought in together. Because it's really hard. I mean, Kyle has made it work in San Francisco. But Kyle also had Adam Peters, and John Lynch has clearly, over the last 8 years, plus, gained more and more and more and more experience, so he can manage a lot of what Kyle doesn't have time to manage. But Kyle still makes a lot of those decisions. It's just, it's a hard dynamic. It's a hard dynamic. And coaches make impulse decisions just like we do as human beings. Think about it. Think about what Ben Johnson tried to dial up on 4th and 1 with 25 seconds left yesterday. Didn't have to do that. Think about what Kevin Stefanski did yesterday on the two-point conversion after Shador led them the whole way, granted, against a terrible Tennessee team. Think about that, right? And think about Cliff and some of the things that he's done this year, getting away from the run, getting away from, and nobody, everybody knows I like to run the football. I got it. I would like to see him run it more. I understand the game has changed to some degree, if not a large degree. And if he ran the ball four straight times and they didn't make it, you guys would be all over his ass saying, why didn't he throw the ball when you have Terry McLaurin? You know, so like we could sit here and say, well, they didn't have any adjustments and they didn't have enough adjustments. I think, again, early on, to me, it looked like they did a good job getting the ball out of Jaden Daniels' hands against the blitz looks. And for whatever reason, that went away. And some of it went away with the inability to run. And some of it went away with Jaden's inability to be accurate. It looked to me like he was aiming the ball. He was low. His trajectory was down. I don't know if I saw that right, but I mean, I've seen it a bunch. I don't know, man. Like, again, we can sit here and blame coaches to no end, just like we can give credit to coaches to no end. Ultimately, the players have to make everything kind of work. They're the ones who play the game. And nobody helped Cliff yesterday. And you can make the argument that Cliff did not help them. Fine. But nobody helped Cliff either. Or not enough people helped Cliff. We still waiting for DQ? You want me to take a call here? Or why don't we take a call and we'll see if we can get that done. Let's go to Nate in Marlboro, Upper Marlboro. What's up, Nate? How are you?
What's up, my guy? How you been?
What's going on, Nate?
Ain't not much, man. You know, a lot of this stuff is crazy. Some callers on point. I feel like some callers ain't. Starting off with Sabah and the other caller talking about they don't think Jaden Daniels will last in the NFL. It's been so many players, not just in the NFL, throughout sports, who was built like Jaden Daniels, and they played a game. You could go down the list. How big was DeSean Jackson? How many years did he play? How big was Merton Hanks? How big was Dale Green? You just said it earlier about Lamar Jackson. Tom Brady was, what, 6'6", but he was skinny as a mug. So what are we talking about? If you're playing football, you're going to get hurt. Well, you can't name me not one quarterback or player that hasn't been hurt.
But I would also you know there's a difference. No, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but you know there's a difference between playing corner and quarterback, right? I mean,
it's a difference, but we're talking about body size, right? The man been playing football since he was young. You think he can't play now?
No, here's the problem that I would have with Jaden, right? Mm-hmm. And again, some of it is frame, upper body frame. I mean, he is thinnish, right? Especially compared to a Drake May or even a Caleb Williams or certainly a Josh Allen or whatever. But he's not that much thinnish than Lamar Jackson. Now, Lamar Jackson's been banged up. But here's what I would say. On tape at LSU, I mean, this showed up over and over and over again. Jaden Daniels took some car crash hits, like hits that were unnecessary. So that's one thing he's got to get better at.
Right. I would agree with that. Now, that's the key. You got to learn how to protect yourself. And not only that, you got to learn how to potentially learn how to fall, too. My father always told me when I was younger, he always told me to never use your hands or your arms when you're falling on the ground. Try to roll on your shoulder. JD tried to break his fall with his hands, and he had a 300-pounder fall on your back. So, yeah, your arm will snap. But then, also, when we come to me, this is a whole organization thing. Last year, Chris, you did a show, I don't know if you remember, and you had a question that you was asking everybody. What do you think they should do? How would you handle the season, right?
Mm-hmm.
When it came to the players and the roster. And I told you, I said, I would work on my offense. I would then, for defense, I would tell the coach, you got to work through free agency. And then the following year, which was this year, I'd have told the coach, first of all, we would have kept the offensive players. And then I would have told the coach,
Everything goes to the defense. Draft picks, whatever. To me, they fail because you know the old saying, if it's not broke, why fix it, right? So you got to the NFC Championship with Olamide Zaccheaus, the other guy that went to Jacksonville.
De'Ami Brown. And Jamison Crowder.
My guy. And Jamison Crowder.
Yeah.
And then you had B-Rob. As much as you don't like B-Rob, you had B-Rob. You broke up a camaraderie. They had a camaraderie. You broke that up. Then, not only that, then you go get another left tackle. You spent a draft pick on a left tackle when you didn't need to. You made it to the NFC Championship.
Multiple draft picks. But you can't. Exactly. Like, I can criticize, I think, fairly the wide receiver decisions. I can't necessarily criticize the Tunsil situation because he's been really good.
But
the problem is
he
that.
He has, but was it needed? That's my thing. Yeah,
well,
he's been good.
Yeah.
But was it needed?
I think an upgrade was. I think an upgrade was needed. I think they could have done it differently. And they tried to do it differently with Ronnie Stanley, just a straight free agent.
Right.
And that backfired on him. But I right. hear you, Nate. I got to let you run because we got to get to DQ. Appreciate you. Good call. We'll obviously have more time to talk about all the problems this week. I mean, nobody cares about the Commanders and the Giants, quite honestly. Let's get to DQ. He's got some things to say right here on the Team 980.
You don't want to have happen like land directly on it. And so you can help on protections and, you know, some things on running and sliding on play like that. You don't get to do that. So you're right. You're trying to find the balance of what do those reps look like? You know, how are the lessons being applied? And then making sure you're doing it as calling it competitively to go win it, but also, you know, with protecting the team in mind. So it's both.
Tom?
And you kind of alluded to this yesterday, but coming off the performance against Denver and then taking steps back, do you think there was any sort of, I don't know, emotional hangover or motivational hangover kind of coming off a tough loss like that?
Yeah, I think you want to look at everything. You know, Tom and I were trying to put my finger on it last night and today, just coming out not with the same energy, intensity, finishing ability, like defensively, you know, run that would go for two and for five. You know, those are ones that I wanted to see, that type of physicality, to see that part to go. And so when it's not there, man, it's easy to notice that play style. And so even if that's the case, that's our job. That's the gig, to get back up and get into that space again. And so for us not to hit that, you can certainly understand how the meeting went today, knowing like how frustrated we are with that standard with ourselves. And it's either it is or it's not. And we missed it by a lot. So I thought maybe in the last week, you know, or two games, you know, a step or two forward, but this one was certainly step backwards. I'd agree with that. As the emotional part goes, it felt that way. I can't put my marker on that to say that that was it, but it definitely felt something like that, Tom.
And then this was the eighth game, I think, this season where you guys didn't force a turnover against a Vikings team that leads the league in that department. From your perspective, is that more a lack of execution or bad luck?
I certainly won't put it on luck. Some people say that turnovers come in bunches and those things. Like, no, you got to go create them. That's how they happen. So I think it's more the skill of that, Tom, of taking advantage. There was a few chances for us to go get it. And when you don't get them, you know, you want to keep digging into why and how you go create them. So we've been playing more zone recently. Sometimes you'll get a few more in a zone than you would in pure man-to-man because your eyes and your vision are to the QB. So it's something that we'll continue to work at for sure. But it's hard when you're in the minus, you know, to get the wins, and you've got to create takeaways to get into that space. So we'll continue to hit it. But yeah, I'm not pleased with that part of our football at all.
David Aldridge.
Hey, Dan. Obviously, if you could fix it, you would, but I wonder what you think about why in so many of these losses you haven't been competitive. Like, even last year when you lost games, it was one possession, it was fourth quarter, it was the end of the game. But in so many of these losses this year, you all haven't even been competitive.
Agreed. Man, do I agree. Yeah, that's been like highly frustrating to miss the mark by so much. when you're in a competitive game, you're down for the fight and you're in it all the way to the end, you know, you feel into that space. So not finding that rhythm together and not forcing someone else to get out of theirs is a big part of that. Sometimes you feel, okay, it's tighter and the margins get even smaller and you can feel yourself not making the plays that you need to go make. But it's a big topic for me. It's one that I'm digging in hard on, obviously, to find why, to make sure that, like, you know, that's our cause together, man, to make sure, like, that we are never in this situation again.
And along that line, Dan, I mean, do you, and I know you have a month of games left, so I'm not, I know you still have to prepare for those games, but does this cause you to think about how you and Adam put this roster together in the first place, and if something needs to change about that going forward in terms of how you put it together?
Sure. Yeah, we have discussions about the roster and the team a lot. And but yeah, it's not something that you, even though it's, like you said, the four games left and it's a competitive one in that space with all being in the division, which I think is a good way to go. But no, definitely something that we talk about, we communicate about when it's the results are what they are, DA. It's worth digging under, you know, every rock to find the right balance, the right attitude. And so, yes, we've had those discussions for sure.
JP.
Hey, Dan, just to follow up kind of on DA's question there, understanding you have the four games left, what is your timeline for, like, the evaluation? I mean, you've already made one fairly significant coaching switch in season. What does the timeline look like at, all right, we got to figure out what we got, what we don't have, both staff and personnel.
Yeah. It's definitely underway, JP, I can tell you that, because we want to make sure that we're finding, we're evaluating, we're digging in to see those things. And already you can see, you know, how do we feature players? How would we do things the same? How would we do things differently? So it's something that, you know, he and I talk a lot about at great length, like you said, staff-wise, player-wise. You know, so it's not something that, you know, we're waiting till, you know, postseason to begin that for sure is fully underway. And also, like, you know, a performance like yesterday, man, that sets you back. That stings. That's one that you want to get back to things right away, because like, we missed it by a mile.
All right. We got to Dan Quinn just a little bit late there because of some technical difficulties. But what you missed at the beginning was he did officially confirm that Zach Ertz did tear his ACL and, as expected, is out for his for the year, and it could certainly be his career. And I mean, I'm sure Ertz was in a lot of pain, and that was why he was so emotional. But also, that may have been his last snap. To go through that kind of rehab, I mean, I assume he would want to go through it anyway, but there's a difference between going through that kind of rehab to get ready to play and going through that kind of rehab to just get back to normal, right? We'll have more on that tomorrow. Also, Quinn said, according to this, I'm reading from Nikki Giavallo's Twitter, that Jaden Daniels is quote-unquote sore, but there are no long-term concerns with the left elbow. Team will monitor. Not sure yet if he'll play on Sunday. Listen, I mean, certainly I would like to see him play, but if there's any question, I think they probably hold him off. You know, then I guess you bring him back against the Eagles and Jalen Carter, you know, assuming Jalen Carter's back at that point. I guess. All right, coming up, dum-dum of the day before we turn things over to Richard Doc Walker and B&G today on the Team 980. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. You know, think about it. We were just talking about Zach Ertz, how much it meant to him to play in the NFL and to be as productive as he was and how emotional he was, torn ACL. And some of that is pain. Some of it is, I might not play this game ever again. I've done all I can. I've given all I can. And that's Zach Ertz. That's the good part of sports. Then there's the bad part. I take you to Cincinnati. Bengals second-year wide receiver Jermaine Burton. Well, he's not a Bengal anymore. But that's because of what he's done before. He was suspended for yesterday's Bengals' bad loss in Buffalo in the snow. wasn't even allowed to travel. Reasons unknown. He was suspended, not able to travel, for the final regular season game of last year, too, for the Bengals in Pittsburgh in his rookie season. The GM of the Bengals, Director of Personnel, Duke Tobin, said this, quote, "He's done nothing, and he's going to have to start doing something quickly. We knew we were taking a risk. We felt comfortable that we could help him through some of the challenges he's had in the past. We're going to try and continue to help him. But this is professional football. You have to take accountability. You have to be accountable to your teammate, your coaches, and the team you're playing for. And he has to figure that out. He's got to figure that out fast." Well, he didn't figure it out because today he was cut. A third-round pick just a year and a half ago. Hey, at least we haven't had that around here, or at least under this regime. Now, he also had an alleged domestic dispute incident in which he choked and hit his ex-girlfriend after breaking into her home. He also had another incident. This guy is an absolute world-class clown. Doesn't deserve to play in the NFL. And while I blame the Bengals for making a bad decision to draft him, I say at least they didn't make two bad decisions by continuing the charade. They held him accountable. They suspended him, and now they've cut him. He also had an incident with a Tennessee fan where he struck them in the head. And this guy's had a long, long laundry list. So Jermaine Burton, now formerly of the Cincinnati Bengals, you stir stink. Richard Doc Walker is coming up next. Burgundy and gold today. Thanks to AMAC for continuously getting under your skin and playing that Jaden Daniels
liar
interception.
Liar.
Blame him. It's @ant_major. I'll give you his cell phone out tomorrow. This way you can light him up like a Christmas tree. Thanks to all of you guys on the phones. Good job out of you. Lots of passion, lots of energy, lots of anger. I understand it all. Back tomorrow at 1. Doc is next. Adios on the Team 980.
Thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.